Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I wanted to touch with you on the topic of collapsing footballers on the field of play, because it's got to the point where they can't hide it anymore. We see it with alarming regularity. So as we enter this weekend, when there'll be a lot of professional sporting fixtures, including many featuring footballers, I will not be surprised if we have players who just suddenly, inexplicably keel over. And as I said, we keep seeing this at all levels, actually. We see it with the players. We see it with the fans in the stadium as well. So it's really awkward. It's a massive inconvenience for the vaccine lobby that we see these very, very fit individuals collapsing. And inevitably, the individuals who have collapsed have had their treatment, because don't forget, for example, the Football League and whatnot are emphatic that every player must be jabbed, not once, but twice, maybe three times, just to be safe. So it is with some wry amusement that I read the Daily Telegraph reporting that, quote, the COVID infection is more likely than the vaccine to cause heart problems in footballers, leading scientists say. Yeah, it's the usual puff piece from the Telegraph. The Telegraph, by the way, which is worthless, absolutely worthless publication. But they know there's an issue here, so they've gone to leading scientists. And these leading scientists are saying, well, it's probably COVID infection that's caused the heart problem, not the vaccine. On what basis do they say that? On what knowledge do they say that? Are they saying that these players actually were infected by COVID? But how could that be? Because they've had the vaccine. And if they've had the vaccine and they're still infected by COVID, then the vaccines don't work. So which is it? Choose a side. But the reality is that, you know, again, let's take them at their word. So, okay, so it's COVID infection. Well, how come then in 2020 we weren't seeing the same level of collapse? Because football did recommence pretty quickly in 2020 after lockdown, once the government understood it has to have bread and circuses for the masses. And so football matches did kick off and players weren't falling over. But certainly in 2021, as we've gone through it, more and more of them are collapsing on the pitch. So if you think about it, what's changed from 2020 to 2021? Oh yeah, I know, the vaccine. That's what's changed. And of course, these journalists know that. The Daily Telegraph knows this. So the question is, why are they writing these pieces? And it's simply because the vast amounts of money shoveled actually into the coffers of the obliging mainstream media are so vast, because they've turned the financial fortunes around of these platforms that were on their way to bankruptcy prior to COVID. But now, because of advertising money from the state, from the government, pro-COVID money, then all of a sudden, the little journalists are all writing their little pro-vaccine puff pieces. That's how it works. And so it's a simple mission they have. Every journalist in the UK has the clear number one priority: defend the jabs at all costs. If they do that, then they fulfill their part of the unofficial contract with the government. So the government will continue to shovel ad money into their coffers so long as they write helpful stories to try and disarm a public who may be getting more and more concerned about the things that they're seeing, especially if they go to football matches and see these incidents happening on the pitch. So then, I mean, where does this lead? Well, I think where it does lead is that, I mean, any confidence I had in the mainstream media, which is minimal to start with, in fact, to be honest, none, but I've got so much more, even less, I've got more contempt for them and no trust in anything they say. I'm at the point with the mainstream media where everything they say, I believe the opposite. So if they told me the sky was blue, I would look up and expect it to be grey. That's how bad it is with me and the mainstream media. I think they have detonated any level of residual confidence that people may have had in them, because they've been showing up for what they are, namely ardent, pro-vaccine, pro-restrictions, pro-tyranny prostitutes. That's what they are in the media. And I'm not afraid to say it. And I mean, it's not just the media, it's not just the press, it's obviously the broadcast media as well. But wherever you go, they're all beneficiaries of massive government advertising largesse. And in order to get that, well, they have to sell their souls, which they do with ease, with contemptible ease. And so they will continue to push their the vaccines. They will continue to try and shut down stories like collapsing footballers. And they will try to do all of this in order that they can continue to get the paycheck from the government. I think that makes them pretty despicable. I guess fewer and fewer sensible people pay any attention to them. And I hope you're amongst that that elite group. So thank you so much for listening. Catch up with you soon.